time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for a 60% chance for showers with cloudy skies, temperature around 50 this morning, then falling to the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported 21 additional lab-confirmed positive cases of coronavirus in Wayne County residents as of Friday evening. The newest cases are a female child, two females in their 20s, a male in his 20s, two males in their 30s, a female in her 40s, a male in his 40s, two females in their 50s, a male in his 50s, two females in their 60s, three males in their 60s, two males in their 70s, and a male in his 80s. The health department also reported one rapid antigen probable reported case or symptomatic individuals with known exposure but without a confirmed PCR test, that being a female child. The latest cases brings to 734 the total number of lab-confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 reported in Wayne County. 30 people who were positive lab-confirmed cases have passed away. 142 people are currently isolating. No one is currently hospitalized, according to the health department. To date, on rapid antigen positive cases considered probable by the IDPH and other reported probable cases, there have been 57 probable reported cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. Of those, 16 are currently isolating, along with actively being contact traced. The Wayne County Health Department also has a number of probable cases that are already in the process of contact tracing. A probable case may mean that they're a close contact of a lab-confirmed positive COVID-19 person and may be exhibiting COVID-19-like symptoms. Or a probable case could be someone who had a positive rapid antigen test result without a confirmed PCR test being completed. These are just two examples of what could qualify someone as a probable case by IDPH guidelines. As a precaution, if an individual has been tested for COVID-19, it's advised they self-quarantine until their test results are received. If the test result is positive, that person will then be contacted by the Wayne County Health Department. More news after this break.
And now, Bad Meat Jokes, Volume 3.
So, did you hear about the accident this morning with the meat delivery truck?
No.
He got T-boned. What should a steak do if it has bad vision?
What?
He should get his rib eyes checked.
Ooh, those jokes are bad. But our meats are really, really good.
John's Butcher Block is always stocked with prime grade A meats, from steaks to burgers and everything in between.
Roth Rock Auctions will have an online-only auction now through November 24th at 7 p.m. for Connell and Linda Myers. There will be antiques and collectibles including Fenton glass and mantel clocks, lawn and garden, a Case IH tractor, shop items, and household items. There are 500-plus lots available. To view all items, visit RothRockAuction.com and follow the link to register to bid. Bid now through November 24th at RothRockAuction.com. Roth Rock Auction, Mark Roth Rock Auctioneer.
The Illinois Department of Public Health Friday reported 13,012 cases of the coronavirus and 126 additional deaths. Statewide totals are at 634,395 cases and 11,304 deaths in all 102 Illinois counties. Carmi White County Community Unit School District Superintendent Brad Lee has reported that the district was notified Thursday of a Carmi White County district employee and three Carmi White County students who have tested positive for the coronavirus. The individuals include a female employee within the district's transportation department, two female students at the Carmi White County High School, and a male student at the Lincoln Attendance Center. The Illinois Department of Public Health, their health care provider, and the individuals have all been notified and are monitoring the situation. Superintendent Lee said there is nothing more important to Carmi White County Unit Number 5, then the safety and health of students, staff, and families. They are working directly with county health officials to address the situation. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the results of an alcohol countermeasure enforcement patrol held in Wayne County in November. The ACE patrol allowed the ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to violations associated with impaired driving and illegal transportation or consumption of alcohol or drugs. Enforcement activity included 6 alcohol and drug citations, 1 registration offense, 3 driver's license offenses, and 7 total citations and arrests, and 16 total written warnings. State police say alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in over 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois, and there is 1 alcohol-related traffic fatality every 53 minutes in the United States. State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has also announced the results of a distracted driving enforcement program patrol held in White County during November. The program provided extra patrol coverage for ISP officers to focus on saving lives and reducing serious crashes by enforcing distracted driving laws. During the detail, there were 7 handheld phone device citations issued, 1 texting while driving citation, 8 total distracted driving citations, 8 total citations, and 7 total written warnings. The extra enforcement patrols were made possible by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Illinois Department of Transportation. The Wayne City School Board met recently and took up several matters. The board voted for a 9.99% tax levy for this year. On a 6-1 vote, with Clinton Lane voting no, there was a lot of discussion, but the board felt that the reduced state funds and increased needs for the student curriculum would require the increase. It will be the first increase of over 5% in the last 8 years. The state is estimated to reduce funds by 5% this year and 10% next year. The district was not paid $59,334.39 this month, which mainly are the pre-K funds. Other areas are expected to no longer be paid by the state in the future. The Truth and Taxation meeting will be held next month before the final vote to set the tax levy for the district. The board approved the hiring of Mary Griswold as a full-time aide, Harry Sanders as the high school softball coach for this school year, and the following coaches for the coming school year: Lamar Choate and Matt Griswold as high school volleyball, Landon Willett as high school baseball, Rick Soa as junior high baseball, Harry Sanders as junior high softball, and Brianna Regan as junior high cross country. Misty Boyd was rehired as the long-term art substitute teacher. The board said there was a lot of concern about students that are not completing their work while remote learning. Several students are not completing work at all, while others are doing very well completing their assignments. Several options to help the students to succeed are being done, but not all of the students will make contact with the school to receive the help. The new policies for this year make it clear that students must work hard for their grades, and participation in remote learning is not enough to pass the classes. The school and teachers are willing to provide extra help to any student that reaches out for extra assistance. There was discussion about winter sports, but it was decided that nothing can be done while Illinois is under Tier 3 mitigations. A special board meeting will be held once the restrictions are lifted to decide if the district can play games at that time and what the restrictions will be. Thanks was given to Jason Tubbs, Fry Farms, and the FFA for their work to put on a pumpkin patch day this fall for the students that could not do the field trip this year. There will be a special 12 days of Christmas that will be right before Christmas break to help encourage students. Inspection showed that the sprinklers near the door were in the wrong position when the doors were open, so they adjusted the pipes this week. The board also approved a new risk management plan update, which was just routine after not being updated for the last 7 years. The safety plan establishes each staff member's responsibilities for the district. and the board made the final payment for the completion of the new ag building. 63-year-old Louisville, Kentucky resident Larry M. Vaughn was injured in a single vehicle accident near a milepost 115 on I-64 Friday morning in Wayne County. According to Illinois State Police, at about 2:16, Vaughn was eastbound on the interstate in a semi-truck tractor. He left the roadway to the right, overcorrected and overturned, blocking both lanes of traffic. Vaughn was air-evacuated to a regional hospital with serious injuries, and eastbound lanes were shut down for about 6 hours for cleanup and recovery. State police say Vaughn was cited for improper lane usage. Fairfield Rural firefighters and Wayne County deputies also responded to the scene. Fairfield's First United Methodist Church has decided against having in-person worship this Sunday. Worship on the 22nd will be offered at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live without in-person congregation. Brian Williams will deliver the message. In-person worship for the next week will be based on recommendations from the United Methodist Bishop, Church Council, and state authorities. The Fairfield Elks Lodge, number 1631, will postpone its yearly memorial service, traditionally held on the first Sunday in December. More information will be provided in the future regarding the date the postponed memorial service will be held. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning, at 8.58 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 6.03 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the stage is 7.71 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.36 feet, flood stage 15 feet. Wabash at Mount Carmel at 4.01 feet, flood stage 19 feet. The Fairfield Park Board met Thursday night. Park Superintendent Chris Jenkins said the district's biggest priority right now is putting up the Festival of Lights display, and he hopes to have it ready to go by Thanksgiving. He said they have gotten a good start so far. And he also commended the work of Ron Bowles in converting the Santa House to a post office for this year. The rising test positivity rate has put all but one Illinois county at a warning level for the virus, and it's the third day in a row that COVID deaths top 100. Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike urges everyone to be kind to one another and follow the new restrictions.
The rising test positivity rate has put all but one Illinois county at a warning level for the virus, and it's the third day in a row that COVID deaths top 100. Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike urges everyone to be kind to one another and follow the new restrictions.
I'd ask for all of us to have patience and compassion for those with whom we may disagree, and to understand that this is an extremely difficult time for everyone. Nobody is getting through this unscathed.
More than 6,000 Illinois coronavirus patients are in the hospital, including about 600 on ventilators. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
More than 6,000 Illinois coronavirus patients are in the hospital, including about 600 on ventilators. If you need to get some trees trimmed or removed before winter starts, the Better Business has some tips for hiring a service. Tree service companies have been the focus of a growing number of complaints in recent years, as the agency received nearly 1,350 complaints and more than 1.1 million inquiries in 2019. Common complaints included reports of jobs that were not finished or started and property damage occurring. BBB investigator Don O'Brien says, like in all business arrangements, you should carefully read the contract.
Know what's going to get taken out. If you have a big tree in your backyard, make sure that's put in writing, what the company is supposed to do, how long the job is supposed to last, the start date, possible end date, and again, what happens to the cleanup? Are they just going to leave those logs for you there? Are you going to pay them to cut them up so you can use this as firewood? Are they supposed to haul it off and take it with them?
O'Brien advises you to shop around and ask around before deciding on a company to do the work, and pay smart. Don't make a large upfront payment. Stagger your payments according to work stages, and don't make a final payment until the job is completed to your satisfaction. He says you can pay by credit card for added protection. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 55-year-old Flora resident, formerly of Elgin, Wendy Wishon Dunn, died Thursday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. Surviving are her mother, Mary Freeman, a brother, William Wishon Jr., and cousins Lisa Wallace, John Sorensen, David Astema, Christopher Young, and favorite cousin David Sorensen. There will be no services for Wendy Wishon Dunn. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 94-year-old Fairfield resident John C. Hodge died Wednesday. Surviving are his wife Betty, children Mark Hodge, Gayla Lee, and Cheryl Harmon, 8 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for John Hodge will be held on Monday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 91-year-old Mill Shoals resident Jesse Earl King died Tuesday. Surviving are children Jesse King, John King, and Julie Prince. A brother, Bob, 8 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services with military honors for Earl King will be held at 11 a.m. today at Shrewsbury Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Wabash Christian Village Activity Fund. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
It's time to be grateful, and that's just what we are here at Wabash Communications Co-op. We're grateful that you chose us to be your local communications provider. We're grateful that the communities we serve are filled with kind, dedicated, and hardworking customers. And we're grateful that Wabash has the privilege of keeping you connected to what matters most, you and your family. May the abundance of gratefulness we celebrate this month continue in the months and years to come. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Wabash Communications Co-op. Reminder, our offices will be closed on Thursday, November 26th and Friday, November 27th.
Here's a look at the weather forecast for today. We've got a 60% chance of showers. We do have some showers out there this morning. A little bit of mist as well. Cloudy. Temperature's going to be right about 50, and then we're going to be seeing it fall to about the, I'll say about the mid-40s by late afternoon. Tonight, a 100% chance of showers. Rain could be heavy at times, a low of 42. Sunday, still got a decent chance of rain here, a 60% chance of showers, cloudy, high of 49, and then Monday, mostly sunny, forecast high 50. Currently in Fairfield, it is 49. We have received 0.05 of an inch of rain so far today here at the radio station. Yesterday, got up to 65 for the high.